Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, welcome back to the show. It is Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly as we come to you live from the Great Iowa State Fair. And it's kind of a tradition for us, Tony, to do this show. We've been able to talk some flat track, even in the absence of a racetrack. But sitting outside the Cattleman's restaurant here, Cattleman's Beef Quarters, I looked to my right and it said trains. It said trains, a model train layout exhibit. No way. How am I coming
what
to
is
the
that?
Fair? Well, that's why I brought on our next guest. David Brierley joins us. David, how are you?
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Tell our listeners what they can see for $2, okay? What they can see, what they can enjoy, that even I, after all these years of broadcasting at the fair, was not even aware of.
Well, this is a huge HO model railroad.
And what's HO mean?
HO is half O scale from the Lionel size, which was O scale.
Right.
The producers made one about half that size, and that is your HO.
That's what I had when I was a kid then.
Yep, they're 1 to 87 is the scale.
Very, wow. Very, very collectible and exceedingly powerful little engines. The little.
Very much so.
Yeah.
We're pulling trains. We can pull trains that are 28 cars long easily around this layout.
So this is one of those, you know, little secrets of the fair. That it doesn't have to be the giant slide, although it is literally in the shadow of the giant slide. But so you can kind of get an idea where it's at on the grounds of the Iowa State Fair. It's between the Giant Slide and Cattleman's Beef Quarters. But it's something that you can show your kids and show you. Listen, all ages. I collected trains as a kid. I had a music professor who taught me how to play trombone that was also a collector. The shelves of his basement walls were nothing but trains, engines, etc. And I tell you what, it was always fun to go take a lesson from him because I got to see his train layout as well. So I was noticing when you and I were talking inside that there are other guys inside the exhibit. Now, are they called engineers or what are they?
We call them engineers, okay. Yes. This is a model railroad club that's been on the fairgrounds since 1984. And we moved into this current building in 2006. So we've had 13 fairs in 12 years to build what you see today.
Wow. So when I was a little kid, Gracie, who was like a grandma, my best friend when I was a little kid, she had a little toy train and she put oil in it and it would puff smoke. And
puffer.
Man, and I probably had, she probably gave it to me and I lost it and ruined it like I did everything else. What are those little trains worth that were... You know, this would have been in the early 80s, and who knows how old it was then.
Right.
Well, you used to be able to buy engines for like $20, but now they're about $200 to $300.
Shut up.
Well, there's a new control system that's digital, and we call that Digital Command Control, or DCC for short. And now with sound-equipped locomotives that can blow the horn and ring the bell, and they have the brake squeal and the coupler smash.
Oh, really? That's sweet.
All those sounds in them, and they're a little more expensive.
Huh. So there are collectors out there that will pay literally thousands of dollars for hard-to-come-by trains that perhaps maybe from the 40s or 50s or 60s Lionel. What are some of the other brands besides Lionel that are collectible?
Well, we have Athern and Roundhouse and a lot of Proto, or Walther's is a very big distributor of model trains.
Okay. Now, I've been to a lot of toy museums in my life. Of course, Dyersville, the home of a great, perhaps the greatest toy museum I've ever been to. And they specialize in things that are very detailed, okay?
Yes.
Some of the more detailed trains are made by Lionel, right?
They are. Lionel didn't make too many trains in the HO scale. They did make some.
Okay.
But they were starter sets for younger kids. Those kind of things that we can give to the kids, and they can have all sorts of fun and all sorts of train wrecks.
Right.
But those usually don't last into their adult years.
Mm-hmm. There was a train at a park that is now gone. It's called Riverview Park, if you recall. There's an actual train that a guy could get on and pull around the park. And somebody told me that it was sold and consumed by a guy in Waukee, Iowa. Now, I don't know what you know about this train, but Walt Disney had a scale train that he, too, would ride around his yard. I don't know what those trains are worth as far as money goes, but I got to believe it's a lot of money.
Walt was a huge train nut.
Yeah.
And these amusement park trains, they used to use the steam engines, just like the real days. They had the water and the steam and the boiler.
Okay.
But that ended when they stopped selling industrial coke, which was coke briquettes. Unlike charcoal, coke is a byproduct of coal that's had the volatile substance removed from it in coke ovens. They use it for steel production.
And which is, I think Billy Joel talks about that in a song. He said they've removed all the coke from the ground.
I think it's a different kind of coke.
No. He was talking about.
Because
listen to you being funny. No, that's exactly what he was talking about.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, our guest, yes. A little off track for us, if you will.
A little
off track.
That's okay. It's cool. You know what amazes me?
What?
Is this wasn't planned.
No.
You showed up with this card, and
yeah.
I go, what is that? And he said, we're going to do a little thing at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Perfect. You know names, you know brand names of trains.
Right.
You have it's the vast knowledge of so many different random things from
yeah.
Scott Casper always amazes me.
Well,
because
okay.
You have I mean you just
it's okay.
You retain more about trains than I do probably anything.
It was a passion when I was growing up.
Okay.
And the thing is we never had room to do a gigantic layout. Like you guys do, how often does the track layout or the communities that you serve, how often does that change?
Well, this club, like I said, has been here since 2006, and we meet every week,
okay.
All through the year. And the guys are down here, and of course the fair starts coming, and it's like the deadline.
No.
We have to finish our project.
So you change the track every year?
We change details,
uh-huh.
But not the track. The track is pretty permanent.
We
glue that down with little tiny ballast, which is rock.
Do you get a lot of brat kids that come in and want to touch everything? You have
they
to smack
can.
Their hand. Do you have
it,
like
there's
a
glass.
Ruler? Oh, there's glass. Okay,
the
so I'm going to go and check it out.
Are wonderful. Some of our biggest fans are about, you know, yay high. And they come in, their eyes are big as saucers when they look in there.
Don't even look at it, kid.
Keep moving. We tell the kids, we know that you'll be good and you won't touch anything, but you watch those adults when we're pointing at their parents.
Of course.
That's awesome.
Make sure they don't touch anything.
Okay, so again,
they get a
just think about where the giant slide is on the grounds of the Iowa State Fair. And then between the giant slide and the cattleman's beef quarters, matter of fact, it even says that, on the cart.
Right next to Snakes Alive.
Snakes Alive,
which I will
also
never.
In the same
it's never is a long time.
The same building.
I will never go in there.
Yes.
Is there a favorite train for you? And is it a steam engine? Is it a what do they call them? Diesel.
Well, the Santa diesel electric.
Yeah.
Santa Fe was my favorite railroad.
Why?
And they were just symbolic of the Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
And they ran through just the corner of Iowa, down by Madison.
Okay.
Well,
see,
Fort Madison.
There is a train ride I want to do, and I believe it starts in Oregon, and you probably know this, and I may be wrong, but I believe it starts in Oregon and goes down the West Coast, and it's like $300 to take the you're sitting in these cars that are partially made of glass, and it's purely for to view nature's beauty. Okay?
That could be the Coast Starlight.
Okay, so you knew what I was talking about,
sure.
But it is a train ride that if you have never ever taken a train ride for beauty and to view nature, that is the train ride, correct?
They're wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's another one that goes across from all across Canada that I understand is very nice as well.
The Via Rail Canada, the Canadian train.
Okay.
From coast to coast.
Okay. And some of them obviously take longer, and you can. I like the idea of sleeping on a train.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, being rocked gently to sleep, or in my case, violently.
Depends on how good the track is.
Right. The old Pullman cars. I was watching a special on public television, and they were talking about Pullman railroad cars, how well they were made, and they were made much like a Cadillac car, just every attention to detail. And a lot of it went to the final process or the final experience for the passenger, in that they felt like they were in the lap of luxury.
It was, and the level of service was something to behold.
Right, and it's not just they had full kitchens.
They had the dining car,
yeah.
And staff and their own china, and that's very collectible stuff these days.
I
is
bet.
That railroad
yeah.
china?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Oh, there's
linens and.
Every bit of railroad history is collectible. Mm-hmm. Lanterns, locks, you name it.
How can people be in touch with you? How can they join?
Well, we're here year-round at the State Fair, and we just ask if people are interested. The first introduction they usually get is during our open houses, which are on the last Friday of every month.
Okay.
About 7 o'clock.
Okay.
We run from 7 to 9, and it's a free open house.
Okay.
And usually the fairgrounds is open the rest of the year. A lot of people don't know that. They can just come in and park. We're on Walnut Street, like you said, between Cattleman's
sure.
and the Giant Slide. Come find us and watch your open house, or come down on a Tuesday night if you're serious about joining. And somebody will let you in. It might have to knock on the door.
Is there an initiation or anything?
You might have to bring cookies or treats.
I was thinking, like, you don't have to shank anybody or anything like that, Dave.
No.
More of a cookie. Okay,
way,
yeah,
Bill,
this is
your like radio hookup for your racetracks and events. Electronic engineering. Yep.
Oh, I think I use them, actually.
Oh. Okay.
I do, actually. Yeah, I do. I've
Motorola
yeah.
radio.
And I pay
I've
my bill, believe it or not.
Over 40 years.
Wow.
So I knew a lot of people in the day.
That's the Clark family.
Radio, and that's right.
Yeah.
Clark family.
That's who I went through for the Davenport race last year.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, those were quality radios.
They were
what
better than the ones I had.
What will you be doing this
year? Motorola is known as the Cadillac of the industry.
Yes. It most definitely is. I've sold a lot of Motorola cell phones.
I've lost a lot in the mud.
They made the first car radio, Elmer Wavering and Bill Lear.
Wow.
Who designed everything, including 8-track tapes, and then he was an aviation pioneer, and he designed instruments, and finally he designed the Lear jet.
And you thought that I had knowledge that most people would always forget. No. David's got me beat. David, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Find them here again between the Giant Slide and Cattleman's Beef Quarters, folks. And it is the Central Iowa Railroad Club. Kind of a fun thing. I'm a guilty pleasure for me, and that's okay.
It's all good.
But, David, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks once
and
again.
Say, and tell the rest of the membership we said hello.
We
gonna send it to break a little bit early, Jack, so if you're ready, you got it from here. That'll do it for us live from the Iowa State Fair. It's always fun to spend a little extra quality time with Tony Wink. Thank you, Tony. And it's been fun having John Sellers wait on us for 2 hours. PJ yeah. Duran, how about that? And, of course, Roman Avila. He's already gone. But we appreciate you listening to this very special show, this very special edition. Enjoyed the conversation with Chris Carr, Scotty Parker, Henry Wiles, and Roger Lee Hayden. For all of us, I'm Scott Casper. Thank you, David Brierley, for Tony Wink. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again next week for Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly.
This is Geraldo Ferracci, and we're on Pit Pass Radio. And thank you for listening.
With the tremendous amount of horsepower and torque created by modern dirt bikes, today's racewear must withstand tremendous forces. It must breathe well, be lightweight and protective, yet still durable. Fly Racing created its Evolution 2.0 racewear to fulfill these requirements. Evolution 2.0 features the industry's first BOA closure system race pant designed to provide custom comfort, smooth, even closure, no pressure points, and simple one-handed adjustment. Add to that the Evolution 2.0 ProFit advanced ventilation jersey and premium race glove, and you have Generation Next racewear built to withstand the extreme conditions created by the modern dirt bike.
For more information, visit flyracing.com.
May I have your attention, please? Excuse me.
Are you listening to me?
Thank you. The preceding was an exclusive presentation of Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly, a division of Pit Pass Radio LC. Any use of this copyrighted material without the express written consent of Pit Pass Radio LC is strictly prohibited.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.